Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study the precious Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We'll continue our study from the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 17, where the Bible said, "Be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." And I pointed out to you on earlier broadcasts that we must understand there is a printed will of God. And I also call that the public will of God. I said to you that if it is in the Bible, if it is a teaching of the Word of God, when the Word of God is rightly divided, then it is the will of God that we do what the Scripture teaches us to do. And so we call that the printed will of God and the public will of God. It's not just for some special people. It is for everybody. And I pointed out to you from the Word of God that the printed will of God teaches us that it's the will of God that every sinner be saved by the grace of God. I could not repeat this statement enough, but it is not the will of God that anyone live in their sins, die in their sins, and then go to hell. It is the will of God that all men hear the gospel and be saved by the marvelous grace of God. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 9, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. And as I said earlier, you cannot enlarge upon John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So, my friend, the Word of God teaches us that it is the will of God that every sinner be saved. Then I pointed out to you that it's the will of God that every saved person be separated. The Word of God said in 2 Corinthians 6:17, "Wherefore come ye out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean, and I will receive you." So it's the will of God, printed in the Word of God, that all sinners be saved, that all who are saved be separated. And then it's the will of God that all who are saved and separated be spirit-filled. We looked at Ephesians 5:18, where the Bible said, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit of God." So that is the printed will of God. It's the public will of God. It is for everyone. Again, I emphasize, when you rightly divide the word of truth, and we found the true teaching of the Word of God. And by the way, when the Word is rightly divided, there will never be any contradiction at all in the Scriptures. So when we have rightly divided the Word of God, we find out what the Bible teaches, we can rest assured that is God's will for our life. And then I started on yesterday's broadcast, pointing out to you that not only do we need to understand that there's the printed will of God, but we need to understand there is the personal will of God. And on yesterday, I pointed out three areas. I want to just name them, and then I want to look at another set of thoughts concerning the personal will of God on the broadcast today. I said to you on yesterday, there is a personal will of God concerning your salvation. God taught us in the Word of God in Philippians chapter 2, verse number 12, that we're to work out our own salvation in fear and in trembling. Now, you realize you cannot work it out until God works it in. You do not work for salvation. God gives it to you. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation is God's gift. He works it in us by his grace. But then we must work it out and find out the will of God and do the will of God for our own personal life. I also pointed out to you in the personal will of God that we must not only work out our own salvation, but we must work out our own sanctification. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 4:3, and this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you abstain from fornication and several things we looked at there. Then I pointed out to you that there is the personal will of God concerning service. Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, I want you to notice now, there is the personal will of God concerning your church. Oh, I want you to hear me today. It's the will of God that if you're saved, you be a part of a local New Testament church, not a church at large, not just any church, and by the way, not the church of your choice, but the church of God's choosing. You do not join a church because you like the preacher. You do not join a church because you like the program, the singing, the Sunday school, or any other program. Friend, you join the church because you find God's will for you is that you be a part of that local church. You see, when you're saved by the grace of God, you experience a working of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will work in leading you into four areas. Number one, he'll first lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ, that you might be saved by the marvelous grace of God. Then, after he brings you to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit will lead you to a local New Testament church. You'll get out of other denominations and religious systems, and you'll find a true New Testament church if you're saved by the grace of God. And it's not the church of your choosing. It's the church of his choosing for your life. Not only the Holy Spirit will lead you to Christ, he'll lead you to the church. He'll lead you to the community to serve Christ in the community and be a witness and bring others to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he may lead you to another country somewhere to go and serve him there. But the Holy Spirit will direct every saved person to unite with a local church, join that church and be baptized, and be an active supporting member of that local church. There are people who belong to the church because their grandparents built the church, or their great-great-granddaddy gave the property, or their people are buried out in the cemetery. Some of them join the church because they have friends who belong to that church. But I'm simply saying to you, the only reason and the only thing to consider when you think about what church you're going to join and about moving your church membership, you needed to consider the will of God. And by the way, if the Lord puts you there, then you stay there till the Lord moves you. But there is a church where you will fit in. It will become part of your life. You'll become part of its life. You will not sit on the sideline and talk about what they do, but you will get involved, and it'll be what we do at our church. My friend, God will make you a living, vibrant part of that church. And God will make that church a living, vibrant part of your Christian life. So, as you face the will of God, look at the church you're a member of. I'm not asking anybody to change churches, but I'm telling you, you ought to know why you're a member of that church. You ought to be there because God put you there. God revealed that to be his will for your life. So there is a personal will of God for you concerning your church. And if you're in the wrong church, you will be miserable. You will never accomplish all you could. And then some church where God wills that you be there is missing the part that you could add to the church ministry there in that local church. So recognizing the personal will of God, there is a personal will of God concerning you and your church. Now, I need to say this while I'm there. It's the will of God that children attend and belong to the same church that their parents do. But when they become married, then they may be led of the Lord to go a different direction. But the only reason for joining another church is you knowing that it's the will of God for you to be a member of that local church. Then may I say to you, number two, not only there's the personal will of God concerning you and your church, but I'd like to say to you, and especially to those who are not married, that there is a personal will of God concerning you and your companion. It will be a great day in the life of people if they ever learn the truth that God created a woman for every man. And though I'm criticized for saying it, I still repeat it. Wrong companions produce wrong children. And it's the will of God. God has a person for you, young people, to marry. You say, now, preacher, I'm already married. What if I got the wrong one? Well, if you married the wrong one, the day you married them, they became the right one for you. Until death does part you. God is not the author of divorce, and I'm sure not in any way encouraging you that you leave the person you're with because you missed the will of God in marriage. No, God will enable you, and you can go on and serve God in the capacity that God allows you to do so. But friend, young people ought to be taught there is a personal will of God concerning them and their church and concerning them and their companion. And then may I say to you, there is a personal will of God concerning you and your career. God wills that men work and provide for their family. And I'm convinced that God has a job for every one of his people to work. And that place will not be in contradiction to the word of God or to the will of God or to the work of God. God will have a place where you can earn a living for you and your family and still serve him faithfully for the glory and honor of God. Then let me just mention the last one briefly. There's a personal will of God concerning you and your church, concerning you and your companion, concerning you and your career. But then number four, there is a personal will of God concerning you and your calling. Now, listen to me carefully. God calls preachers. As far as I understand the word of God, God does not call singers. God does not call deacons. They're chosen for the church. The singers are gifted by God. But God calls preachers to preach. But in the sense that I'm speaking of, and you understand it, every one of us have our own calling. There is something that God created us to do. God has worked in our life by his grace to enable us to do a service for God. And friend, it's a blessed day when you find your place and quit trying to fulfill someone else's place. Not everybody can teach a Sunday school class. Not everybody can serve in the capacity of secretary or any of those areas. But God gives us all a separate and a different ability. And God prepares a place for us. And we need to find that place, the personal will of God, and serve God to the best of our ability in that will. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.